If you drive north on Progress Avenue in Siloam Springs, you'll see that it's a very aptly named road. To the left, you'll notice the brand new high school. To the right, you'll see the recently constructed Siloam Springs Regional Hospital, which is set to open its doors Saturday. If you visited the new building earlier this week, you may have seen a worker wiring the red emergency sign on the front of the hospital, or perhaps you stepped aside as a group of men in matching blue t-shirts moved a large commercial printer down the hallway toward the Human Resources Department. Kathy Davis, the Director of Marketing and Business Development, says the hospital has been a dream of the community for quite some time. The new facility is more than 92,000 square feet, about double the size of the current hospital, which is located about 3 miles away on Jefferson Street. Another difference in the new building is its name. Siloam Springs Memorial Hospital will become Siloam Springs Regional Hospital, and Davis says it will focus on a 4-county area that covers both Arkansas and Oklahoma.
We're very much dedicated to the city of Siloam Springs. We've always actually had a regional area that we've served. With our new affiliation to Northwest Health System, we can now bring more specialty services. We can continue to offer more specialized care for our community as a whole. So we felt that would speak more to a regional position than just Siloam Springs Memorial Hospital. So it has a little bit to do with our affiliation to Northwest Health.
She explains they are sister facilities because they are owned by the same parent company. Siloam Springs Regional Hospital is a $40 million project that created 75 construction jobs. Officials broke ground on the project in February of 2011, and Davis says they are actually finishing ahead of schedule. Guests arriving at the hospital have two options for entry. If you are facing the front of the building, the main entrance is located on the left. Walking through a pair of automatic sliding doors reveals an information desk and a waiting room for those visiting patients. On the right is the emergency entrance, which is open 24/7. Davis says the ER waiting room is 3 times larger than the previous one. After Davis leads me through a consultation room, we enter the ER proper. To the left, there are 5 rooms. 2 nursing stations are located in the center of the ER. To the right is another block of rooms. Straight ahead, you can see the new helipad through a glass door located on the eastern wall.
And one of the key improvements to the emergency department is the fact that we have our helicopter pad positioned conveniently just outside the ambulance bay. Currently, our emergency department staff has to take the patient from the emergency department all the way to the opposite end of the building to get to the helicopter pad, say if they needed to be airlifted to specialty services. So now they have that conveniently located right here across the ambulance bay. We have 2 trauma rooms here, and you can see that the doors are very expandable. They pop right out in case there needs to be quick access to that patient by extra staff, crash cart wheeled through, you know, whatever the case may be.
Those doors are also see-through, which makes it easier for employees at the nursing stations to keep an eye on critical patients. The new hospital building is also being outfitted with a number of technological upgrades. The old facility contained a 4-slice CT scanner, but as we head down another corridor, Davis points out a new scanner, as well as some of the other new equipment the hospital has acquired.
This is our 64-slice CT scan. We've also added, just as an amenity, 2 dressing rooms so that our patients can take their time getting ready for that procedure or getting ready to go back home. Our MRI is right here. Key factor is that it's in-house, so again, much more convenient for our patients. Nuclear medicine equipment, and then from our radiology department, we move into our surgical suite. We have 3 operating rooms, and we've expanded those operating rooms from 300 square feet to 700 square feet.
As the hallway wraps back around to your left, Davis shows off the obstetrics department located on your right.
And we have 6 labor and delivery suites and two postpartum suites. And you can see that in our new labor and delivery suites, they're very spacious. There's sleeper sofa, sleeper chair. Each room has a private bathroom, and we now have the convenience of a storage room. And the reason that's important is because we can move all that equipment that maybe isn't being used at the moment into storage so that families have more room. It's not as cluttered. It's just more comfortable for that new mom.
The newly constructed Siloam Springs Regional Hospital also contains a center for OB triage.
What that means for our patients is if mom comes to the emergency department laboring, she does not have to be held in the emergency department. She can be moved to OB triage so that she's in the department, she's in her element, and we're ready to just move her right over into that labor and delivery suite when ready.
The nursery is located to the left of the OB rooms. It's surrounded by windows, so guests can easily view the newest additions to their families. There is a waiting room with a television connected to a wall on the opposite side of the nursery.
This space is our family waiting area, and this is important because when those families are waiting, say maybe grandma or grandpa, and they are waiting for that new baby to arrive, they have a space to wait. And in the other building, they would often just have to wait in the hallway, which is not comfortable for anybody. So we're really excited to have this new for our families.
As we continue south down the hallway, another corridor appears on our right. This one houses a number of offices and the cafeteria, which has family-style dining and a few tables set up outside for those who want to eat outdoors. A short ride up an elevator leads to another nurse's station and a spacious waiting area with large windows on the second floor.
You know, and throughout the building, you can see that there are expansive windows throughout the entire building. Every patient care room, every inpatient room, every room in ICU, all of our OB suites have a window. So they have that natural sunlight coming in. Here you can see you have a good view of the high school and the little pond. So this would be an area for families to utilize if they had they're waiting for someone to come out of surgery, or say they needed a moment away, you know, maybe out of the patient's room. You know, they could utilize that space to wait.
The second floor houses 28 patient rooms, and all of the rooms are now private. Each has a private restroom area that has a toilet, shower, and a sink. Other amenities include a corner closet and a television. The second floor is also the location of the intensive care unit.
Now we're moving along to our ICU unit, our ICU suite. Mm-hmm. And say you were going to visit an immediate family member, you would gain access to our nurses through this intercom system. Then they would give you access through these two doors. And then this, of course, leads you into the six ICU rooms. And one key point about these rooms, they're nice and large and they have the beautiful window, but there's a private restroom area in each of these rooms, which is something we've not had accessible to us.
Siloam Springs Regional Hospital will officially open at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, which is also the time officials will begin transporting patients from the old hospital to the new one.
We have been practicing for months on, you know, what is the step-by-step process to safely transport those patients from the original facility to the new facility. We have assistance from a corporate transitional planner. So Community Health Systems has an individual that really specializes in this. And when this happens within their portfolio, she goes around to different facilities to help plan and execute the move from point A to point B. So we've had patient move drills, we've had tabletop discussions, we've gotten the city departments involved, such as emergency management services, those types of things, where they've been part of our drill and we've been communicating with them to make it a complete network of resources to move those patients safely from the facility on Jefferson to this new facility on Progress Avenue.
Davis says both facilities will remain in operation simultaneously for a time in case patients do go to the old hospital seeking help first. The next step for Siloam Springs Regional is to construct a 19,000-square-foot single-story medical office on their 40-acre campus. Officials anticipate breaking ground later this year. More information is available at siloamspringsmemorial.com.